Julie, did I ever tell you about my uncle was a hunter?
Your uncle was a Cotter baby.
Very funny, Julie.
I know.
My uncle, Carl Cotter, was a hunter. Mm-hmm. Not really, but my Aunt Kay made him a hunter because he didn't have a hobby and she thought it'd be nice if he took up hunting, right? Bought him a gun. She said, go out in the woods and find some game.
What did he find?
Well, he was in the woods and this beautiful girl comes out of the bushes. She's wearing this beautiful hunter outfit, right?
Well, what happened?
Well, he looked at her and he said, are you game? And she said, yes. So he shot her.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Look at this, the school newspaper's doing it again. They're putting down a sweat hog.
Boom, boom, blows big game as Buchanan basketballers bow. Oh, poor Freddy.
Who lets him write this junk?
Who else? The faculty advisor?
Oh, yeah? We're gonna have to get Cotter after him.
Oh, we can't.
Why not?
Cotter is the faculty advisor. Freddie, my little Afro-American amigo.
Oh, Freddie, Freddie, Freddie. I'm so sorry. I mean about boom, boom, blows, big game at the basketballer's bow. Bad break, buckaroo.
I don't worry about it, Freddie. I mean, most guys go through the whole life never even getting a chance to blow that big game.
Good morning.
Mr. Cotter, how could you let the Bugle print something like this? Boom, boom, blows, big game.
I don't. Let me see that one more time. You know what the next headline's gonna read?
What?
Horshack hospitalized as heavy hammer hits head hard.
Look.
Gotcha.
Well, sorry about the game, Freddy, but I'm an advisor, not a censor. Todd, Judy, and the rest of the kids down at the Bugle, they have a right to their opinion.
Oh, yeah, but not like this. Listen to this. Last night, Freddy was so bad, the only dribbling he did was down the front of his shirt.
Hey, Mr. Cartier, I ain't no sore loser. But it just ain't basketball. They blame everything on us.
Yeah,
everything.
Everything? Come on, guys. Now, you know that's not true.
Oh, yeah? Then how come the last time there was a solar eclipse, the headline ran, Sweat Hog Swipe Sun?
Now, I told them not to print that, but they had proof. Hey, did you see this on the front page? Listen to this. Principal Lazarus's office was broken into last night, and some of his confidential files were stolen.
They probably blamed that on us, too.
All right. Come on, you guys are getting paranoid. Now, they're not going to blame you for the Lazarus break-in.
All right, Cotter. Which one of your sweat hogs is guilty for Lazarus break-in?
Mr. Whitman, why do you blame everything that goes wrong around here on the sweat hogs?
Now, you're right. I shouldn't jump to conclusions about your students. Where were you last night?
I was at a PTA meeting, Mr. Woodman. One of the few who showed up for your speech. Self-defense with a number two pencil.
Look, all I know is Principal Lazarus ordered me to make a full investigation of this burglary. And as long as I'm vice principal, there will be no whitewash at Buchanan.
Oh, Washington. Boom, boom, blows big game as Buchanan basketball is foul. I love that dribbling down the shirt line. I gotta get you a bib. You got it, a bib?
Ain't that stupid, thinking one of us would steal those dumb files. I mean, that's really an insult. What was in them, Epstein?
Now, wait a second. I'm clean on this one.
You see that, Mr. Cattier? I mean, even we starting to think everything's our fault.
Right. Yeah, look, we're not responsible for everything that goes wrong around here. Maybe about 75%. On a good day, maybe 80, yeah.
You want to know why you people get blamed for everything? Because you are never around to defend yourselves. You know, not one sweat hog works on the student newspaper. All right. Tell you what I am going to do. Any sweat hog who works on the school newspaper, I will give extra credit.
Extra credit? I don't even care about the regular credit.
Newspapers mold people's minds.
Who wants to make a moldy mind?
Don't you people understand? Newspapers have changed history. They've made kings, unseated presidents. Newspapers have altered the course of human events.
Hey, he's losing control. Somebody do something. It's embarrassing.
Sorry, I went away for a while, but now I'm back. I'm just trying to show you that newspapers have real power.
Power. You hear that, Arnold?
Yeah.
Power. Sweat hog power.
Power to the sweat hog.
Yeah.
Power to the sweat hog.
I can see it now. The New York Daily Barberino. The first newspaper with a centerfold.
Look, I'm saying use the press. Don't abuse it. Become part of it. Contribute to it. Maybe do some investigative reporting, huh? Find out who's responsible for the Lazarus break-in.
Oh, it's just like all the president's men.
All right, but I get to be Robert Redford.
And I get to be Dustin Hoffman.
You don't look like Dustin Hoffman.
I'm walking.
Hi, Judy.
Oh, hi, Mr. Carter.
Look, I brought some new recruits for the paper.
Sweat hogs on the bugle? Chain the typewriters, stop the presses. No, on second thought, hide the presses.
Why don't you just put them on the school crime beat? That way they can be right there to report on themselves.
Excuse me a minute. Sorry. May I have a word with you, Todd? In your ear with Rosie Gray.
Why don't you have a seat right here, Mr. Washington? Mr. Washington would like to write the school sports page.
Yeah.
And I would like to be the Buchanan gossip columnist. I happen to know where all the bodies are buried around here.
Sure you do.
Like you and that little cheerleader from Rod McEwen High School in Scarsdale, Todd. The one with the big pom-pom. And what are you laughing at, Judith? I hear there's a very fancy Park Avenue plastic surgeon who's using your old nose as his waiting room.
Just have a seat right over here, Rona Horshack.
I don't know about sweat hogs on the school paper.
Oh, Judy, don't you worry about it. It's going to work out just fine, and I have something else for you. What every newspaper needs. Your own team of crack investigative reporters. Vinnie Barberino and Juan Epstein. Vinstein!
Hey, don't worry, Chief. We're going to get the story on this Lazarus' break-in.
Hey, Epstein, why don't you just save time and confess? Hey, Todd, as we say in the newspaper biz, put your Sunday Times where the sun don't shine.
Buchanan Bugle, Chief Bugle speaking. The cafeteria was just broken into. Thanks.
How much did they take?
No money, just 40 pounds of raw liver.
Who would want 40 pounds of raw liver?
Maybe some crazed delicatessen owner. We don't hurry. By tomorrow, that liver could be chopped up and in sandwiches all over Brooklyn.
He's right. Todd, you go over to the cafeteria right away and see what you can find out. Right. Vinstein, you guys stay in the Lazarus burglary break-in, okay?
Gotcha, Chief. Come on, Vinny, let's follow up our leads.
Right.
What leads?
Oh, yeah. Well, in that case, let's go have lunch.
Well, Carter, Lazarus tells me you're faculty advisor to the Bugle this month.
That's right, Mr. Woodman. We're going to get to the bottom of this break-in. Don't worry.
Yeah, me and Vinny going to investigate the pants off him.
Yeah.
Well, Principal Lazarus has thought it over, and he wants the investigation dropped.
What?
Huh? What for?
For a very good reason. He said so.
Whoa, wait a second. We've been working on this thing all day.
Yeah, what's going on here, Mr. Woodman?
Well, I don't seem to be getting through to you people. Let me phrase it in sweat hog terms. Put a cork in it, clowns.
What's the matter, Mr. Woodman? A little too much heat in the kitchen?
Yeah, Mr. Woodman, the kids are getting...
A cork, Carter. Cork it.
Well, why don't you just let him try?
Cork it.
What are they afraid of?
Since when did they start wrapping Twinkies from the inside? Hey, it's a note! Oh, wow. I got a fortune Twinkie.
Let me see that, Arnold.
Yeah.
Not the Twinkie, the note!
What's in it?
This looks like a tip on the Lazarus break-in. Oh,
wow. Yeah. And it's signed Deep Throat.
Deep Throat.
So what are we going to do?
All right, what's going on?
Oh, look, I'm sorry to get you down here, Mr. Carter.
Yeah, but the paper goes to press tonight, and we need the faculty advisor's approval before we can print this story on the Lazarus break-in.
That's all right. I was just home telling my wife a joke.
In a tuxedo?
Yeah, well, once a week we play nightclub. I get dressed in a tuxedo and tell Julie jokes, and she sits there and heckles me in an evening gown. All right, let me read this. I got to get back for the 11 o'clock show.
Yeah, I understand. You married people, you do things like that, right? Otherwise, you get real bored.
Yeah, sure. So what do you think of the story, huh? Hey, we can blow the roof right off Buchanan.
You sure your facts here, Juan?
Hey, you gotta be 18 to get into your nightclub.
I was only kidding, Vinny. I was at a wedding.
Oh, that's too bad. If you ever do that, let me know, because I'd love to come over and play busboy.
So come on, what do you think of the story? Can we print it?
Let me get this straight. You're saying that the liver robbery and the Lazarus break-in are connected.
Right, right. You see, some big shot down at the school board hasn't been buying real liver. Now, he's been buying something called texture protein. Looks and tastes like real liver, except it's cheaper.
In other words, every Tuesday, instead of not eating liver, I've been not eating textured protein.
Yeah, and that somebody has been pocketing the difference, and the files that were stolen from Lazarus' office, they're going to prove it.
If what you're saying here is true, Epstein, then somebody at the Buchanan administration had to know about it.
Right. And that somebody's being covered up by the Mr. Big at the school board.
You've got to be sure of your facts before you can print a story like this. And this is hot stuff. How reliable are your sources?
Why don't you just come on and decide for yourself?
Yeah, he's waiting out in the hall right now.
Now, look, we can't get too close. He wants to keep his identity a secret. So walk this way.
Okay, now, what do you know?
You can call me Deep.
All right, can I?
Or you can call me Throat.
All right, Throat, can I ask?
My friends just call me D.T.
Not already. All right, can you tell me what you know?
It's all true. One of the board members was pulling the old liver switch. Afraid he might get caught. He had the files and the fake liver iced it.
Now tell me, Deep, who else knew about this?
Certain people in the Buchanan administration. But they were afraid they'd lose their jobs if they talked. Now go on, beat it. I've already said too much. I must go home and gargle.
So what do you think? What do you think?
Yeah, come on. Can we print it?
But you realize it came straight from the top to cork it, right?
Yeah, but come on.
Wait a second. Yeah, Epstein. If you guys are wrong, I could lose my job. And you know what they do to you.
What? Put us in a dumber class?
Look, Mr. Carter, you got us started on this newspaper thing. Now, what do you want us to back down?
I'm not saying back down. I just want you to know everything that's involved here. I believe the story. Well, don't just stand there. Go with it.
My article's the truth, Ludlow.
I'm not talking about your article, Epstein. I'm talking about Horshack's gossip column.
You mean up Arnold's alley?
What well-known Buchanan figure was just dumped on by his cheerleader girlfriend from Scarsdale? Hint, his initials are Todd Ludlow.
Principal Asmus wants to know if you got Epstein and Barbarino permission to print this article about the break-in.
That's right, Mr. Woodman.
Mr. Woodman, I had nothing to do with it. I'm an honest student. In my whole life, I've never even gotten a B.
Neither have I.
Do you realize the implications of this article? You're accusing a board member of burglary, conspiracy, illegal possession of liver.
Hey, don't let them come down on you like that, Mr. Carter.
Yeah.
They should put those guys in jail and throw away the key.
Yeah.
Now, look, Principal Lazarus is grateful. The board is conducting a full-scale investigation, which will have his complete cooperation.
Well, it's about time.
Well, this should make things pretty hot for old Lazarus. He'll rue the day they made him principal over me.
You see this? This is what I was talking about. This is the power of the press, exposing corruption, unseating the mighty, and bringing them before the bar of justice.
See, he's out of control again.
I'm sorry. I'm all right. I went away for a while. I'm back.
Well, anyway, this board member will undoubtedly have to resign. Oh, Principal Lazarus told me to assure all of you that from now on you'll be getting real liver every week.
You? Oh, I hate liver.
But it's better than that textured protein stuff.
I love textured protein. It has a nice texture.
You know what puzzles me?
What's that?
Who was Deep Throat?
I don't know.
You could call me Deep.
It was you, Mr. Woodman?
Oh, you can call me Throat.
That's the voice, that's it.
Or you can call me DT.
Oh, that was Woodman. All right, well, forget about that for a second. Listen, guys, I got to tell you a joke about my Uncle Max who hired some investigative reporters.
Oh, please.
No, you guys are going to like this joke. It's a good joke. See, he was a barber, right? And one day this guy comes into a shop. He says, how long do I have to wait to get a haircut? So my Uncle Max says, well, about an hour. The guy leaves. Comes back the next day. How long do I have to wait to get a haircut? Max says, about an hour. Guy leaves. This goes on for a week. Every day, how long to get a haircut? About an hour, guy leaves. Uncle Max is getting curious, so he hires an investigative reporter to find out what was going on.
It's just like you and me, Vinny.
So what happened?
Investigative reporter follows the guy, goes back to my uncle's barbershop. Uncle Max said, well, did you find out where the guy goes when he leaves here? Reporter said, yeah, to your house.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your past, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Welcome back.
Welcome back.